Hildebrandt, who was the collector of Hildebrandt Coolidge, he was had different personalities in his life. He made several careers. He was a museum director before the war, in the late 20s, the early 30s. He was avant-garde. He was thinking about a strong advocate of modern art. Then, during the Second World War, he lost his job just before. And then he was starting a new career as a dealer. And more and more he got into the system of the Nazis. And he became, first of all, somebody who was appointed to be one of the few art dealers from Hitler who were able to sell the works in terms of degenerate art. So the works which were robbed from the museums in Germany by the state itself, and he could sell them abroad so that there came new money for the war industry. Later, in 1943, he was also appointed as one of the special dealers from Hitler himself to build up the collection for a big museum in Austria, in Linz, what Hitler wanted to do. And then after the World War, he was rehabilitated very soon. He came away with it very easy, and 3 years later, in 1948, he became like director of the Kunstverein Düsseldorf again. So it's a weird career, and I think it's a career at which you have to put some question marks.